This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're going to actually start the show with a story that broke late last night. And we did not cover it last night because, well, we spent most of the show talking about Ross Ulbricht and the fact that Ross wound up losing his appeal. I will be seeing Ross's mother in a couple of weeks at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and hopefully I'll have a chance to speak with her, find out what the plans are from here. And, you know, I as I said last night, I have a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of hope that at some point in the next decade, Ross will wind up having his sentence commuted. And again, when I say a tiny amount of hope, I'm talking about like one grain of sand compared to the vastness of the entirety of the universe amount of hope. That's how small it is, but there is a little piece nonetheless. But let's move on to, again, the story that broke late last night, and it's someone that will wind up seeing the outside of a prison in a few years. We know this because, well, he was sentenced to 87 months in prison. That would be someone from New Hampshire. And, Chris, I know you're a lot more familiar with this case than I am, that being the Bundy Ranch situation, specifically Jerry DeLamis, again, from New Hampshire, the state where this show originated.
Did you know him?
Jerry and I had corresponded on Facebook and in emails. He and I were both running for sheriffs in our respective counties at the same time.
Oh, really?
And we were both running as constitutional sheriffs. That was sort of the byline that we both used, and that was sort of our goal, to re-empower the role of the sheriff in your local area. So I had some conversations with him many times. I am friends with folks that were on the ground at the Bundy Ranch that knew him from out there, and I do know Sue, his wife, who's also a New Hampshire state representative.
Yep, one of 400 state reps
currently
here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Story from Reuters. Conservative activist Jerry DeLamis was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison on Wednesday for his role in the armed standoff with federal agents in Nevada in 2014 over the use of government land by ranchers and also grazing fees. DeLamis was sentenced in Las Vegas District Court to 87 months in prison after he pled guilty last August to participating in a criminal conspiracy when he traveled from New Hampshire to join hundreds of armed protesters in Nevada supporting rancher Cliven Bundy. Bundy was in a dispute at the time with the federal government after federal agents seized cattle at his ranch over unpaid grazing fees. The standoff became a flashpoint for federal public land issues in the West. Bundy and his supporters opposed the U.S. government, and it's not just Bundy and his supporters. There are a lot of people that oppose the U.S. government controlling millions of acres of land, not just in the West, but specifically in the West, where it winds up being,
huge
in a lot of cases, a supermajority of the land in states.
Nevada is 80-some percent.
Somewhere like that.
I know the state of Oregon, where I'm from, is 53%.
Even in California.
Oh, yeah.
There's somewhere, I believe it's at or near or over 50%. There's an island in between San Francisco and Oakland that is, like, the entire island is federal property.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is not unusual, folks. This happens across the country because your federal government feels that they can be better stewards of the land than you can be, or There's some sweet deal that could be made out of all this. And there have been a lot of allegations about the land in Nevada, real estate deals involving Harry Reid, the former Senate president, not Senate president, but Senate Majority Leader. And other and foreign countries, you know, and there's been allegations in Oregon where the Malheur refuge was taken over by some of the same folks for a period of time and proposed sales by people in our government, including Hillary Clinton, to unload vast amounts of uranium to foreign investors, namely the Russians. So, you know, follow the money. I mean, that's usually what it comes down to.
Yep. And just sort of to go off on a tangent about the way the feds will sort of, you know, claim ownership of land, I was listening to a podcast from a friend of mine, and he's supporter of the show, Roger Paxton, The Lava Flow, where he was talking about a farmer. I forget exactly where this guy was. But there was like a creek or a stream that ran through this guy's property. And because he had plowed the field and some of the, you know, like wheat or hay or whatever it was went into the water.
Yep.
Because that water went into something that went into something that connected to the ocean, the feds say, nope, that is federal waterways, and therefore you can't put things in a federal waterway without our permission. So either pay us this huge fine, or you can buy all of the land surrounding your property, and then we'll say it's okay.
Right. And this happened under the Obama administration. It was this vast grab. Basically, if you have a damp piece of dirt on your property, there is a way for the federal government to claim that that is a wetland and that they control it. So on my property, you know, I got 15 acres up here in New Hampshire.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, I don't really own it. I have to pay taxes on it, so I don't really own it. But I have a pond, you know, like a beaver pond, and I've got some water that runs down there.
And the reason I keep saying allegedly is because, you know, you could inadvertently wind up, you know, admitting to something illegal, because everything's illegal today, right?
Exactly.
That there's the claim of, you know, everybody inadvertently commits three felonies a day.
Right. So you say they own wetlands, or they claim to own it, wetlands?
Well, federal government claims to own wetlands, and they've defined that so broadly as to any body of water that flows into a body of water that flows into something that is navigable.
And here's the funny thing about water. It pretty much all flows into something. That's what water does.
Especially when you live in New Hampshire and the mountains, it just carries everywhere.
Right. But what that means is, and they won't come out and say, we're seizing your land because, in most cases, they won't come out and say, we're seizing your land because you have wetlands. What they will say is, we don't like what you're doing there. So
you destroyed this wetland. There was a guy in Florida that he had, you know, some little divot in the backyard. He filled it in with dirt, wound up getting, you know, some federal citation for, well, because that divot.
How did they find out?
One of his neighbors called and was like, hey, the water now runs into my yard. And they went, oh,
if you're listening, don't be that neighbor, please.
Right?
Like, nobody likes that neighbor. Don't be that neighbor. Mind your business.
This is fresh dirt in this divot, and we know that, you know, based on things, that there was water in there more than 182 days out of the year.
Right.
So, therefore, wetland, you fill it in with dirt, you destroyed a wetland.
So I'll tell you what's going on in New Hampshire, and I'm sure it goes on across the country, but I just happen to know about it because of a role that I play in our town, but they are updating all of the FEMA flood maps in this general area.
Oh,
South Central New Hampshire.
Is this like the purple speckled mussel mollusk thing?
Completely different thing.
Okay. What is this for, like, homeowners insurance purposes?
Exactly, for flood insurance and things like that. But what FEMA is going to do is to come into this area, say 10 or 15 towns in this area, and they're going to resurvey all streams, waterways, and creek crossings and things like that to make sure that, you know, if your property is declared as a flood zone, then people shouldn't build there and we won't insure it.
But again, everything's a flood zone, right?
Potentially.
Is there any insurance companies problem to insure homes and decide, you know, what they're going to charge?
Flood insurance is only up to the federal government. But we can talk about that after this.
Yep. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it be wetlands or grazing lands or people getting arrested. Your thoughts
last week at Consensus 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement segregated witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95%, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. Actions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about how messed up the federal government is and how they claim ownership over a large amount of land and sometimes for very strange reasons, such as, oh, there was water there, and you put dirt so that water wouldn't be there, so therefore it's our land now. Or in the case of Cliven Bundy, we own this land and we don't like you having your cows graze on this land, so therefore give us your cows. And the feds have also messed up health care, and, well, all of these things have a common denominator, and that is federal government involvement for many, many years.
I think what we were talking about, though, was that flood, the FEMA coming in, and that kind of reminds me, because back on the Cape where I used to live, we're surrounded by ocean, so pretty much the entire
oceans
Cape is
wetlands.
A flood zone.
Right.
So everybody there has to buy, like, super expensive flood insurance.
Federal flood insurance, because nobody else is allowed to sell flood insurance except
and
for the federal government.
We'll get into that, and that's something else that the feds have totally screwed up. But we need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for actually being healthy. Doesn't that actually incentivize illness instead of incentivizing being healthy? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the other doctors are doing. Wouldn't it be great if you had a medical information card that you could give to EMS, first responders, your primary care physician, an emergency room doctor, or any other medical professional that you go to? Check out Health Excellence Select at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So, Chris, you were talking about this floodplain sort of thing and the flood insurance, and I'm glad you did mention that, you know, this is largely a federally subsidized thing, and what happens when something is subsidized?
Yeah, then they're going to control it, and they're going to control the price, they're going to set the prices, and everything else that comes with central planning. But what this is troubling is we do hear these stories of, you know, the federal government coming in under the auspices of environmentalism. In the Bundy Ranch case, the original, what they were barking about was the desert tortoise.
Yes, the desert tortoise. Prey of cattle.
Wait, I'm not familiar.
Cattle love desert tortoise. You can put a bale of hay and a desert tortoise in front of a cow, and the cow will eat the desert tortoise every single time. Now, of course, I'm being completely facetious. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But the allegation was that the desert tortoise was being horribly impacted by grazing cattle, and that's why the federal government had driven off every other rancher in that area.
But I thought it was because he didn't pay grazing taxes.
He said he defied the federal government. He said, you guys have no right to come in here and mismanage this land, and I'd be happy to pay grazing taxes, but I'm going to pay it to the state of Nevada, who should be the rightful stewards of this land. If it's going to be in public hands, then let it be the local state, not a bunch of bureaucrats in D.C. So he was very open about that for years. I'll pay it right now. I'll pay your gravy.
I think I remember that.
Fees, but
so where did the tortoise thing come in then? If it was about taxes.
That was an excuse.
That was an excuse, and that's what the federal government does.
The term is ex post facto.
Right.
So did the tortoise thing come out after the incident?
No, they
like there was no
that.
Original citation that he got saying, hey, your cows are hurting these.
No, they just come out and say, we feel that this land is being unfairly impacted. The desert tortoise is being impacted by the grazing of cattle. Therefore, we are going to disallow the grazing of cattle, or we're going to increase your fees.
30 years after he stopped paying these grazing fees?
I don't know what the exact time was, but they used that as an excuse.
He stopped paying these fees back in the early 1980s.
Was it that long ago? I thought it was like 10 or 20. You may be right, Daryl.
I thought it was the 80s.
You got a pretty good memory.
Might have been the 90s.
This stuff. Yeah.
But, you know, in either case, it's been, so it wasn't like, you know, 2 years ago, he said, yeah, I'm just not paying you anymore. And they're like, well, we take your cows now.
Yeah, and he repeatedly went to court. You know, this wasn't that he was just, you know, fine, I'm just not paying. He responded to everything they sent him. He went to court and tried to, share his side of things, which I believe is the rightful side, for a couple different reasons. Number one, land, property is better held in private hands than government hands.
Yes.
Or at least that's just a local government, you know.
Right. Second, yes.
With more accountability.
Exactly. If you wanted to make a compromise, I would agree with you, Heather. That would be it.
Oh, yeah.
But that was the first thing. So it's a question of stewardship. And secondly, it's just a question of property rights.
Right.
You know, at some point, these lands were not federal government lands. They were owned by the state, or they were owned by individuals.
Or they just weren't claimed to be owned by anyone.
Right.
And we'll continue this discussion. We've got Libertarian Banker on the line. Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Don't think I've ever got to call in on a Thursday night, so this is quite a treat. And I wanted to talk real quick about flood insurance. You guys were talking about that earlier. And just kind of bring a couple of facts to the table here. Flood insurance is written by private companies and the government. So they compete on price. Where the government comes in is areas that private companies won't write. So, you know, there are certain areas that are more
property.
Exactly.
Yeah, like most of Cape Cod, where I used to live.
Exactly. So the government will step in and insure those. And part of the reason I think that the government started getting involved in health and flood insurance, I'm not saying this is the right thing to do, but this is the reason why, is because of Hurricane Betsy back in the 1960s, just absolutely devastated an area. And, you know, there was this big public outcry that nobody was able to get flood insurance. So, you know, the politicians all scrambled and they put this together. But part of the reason I think that flood insurance is so tricky is that you sit quiet for 15 years, 20 years with no flood. And then all of a sudden, all at once, bam, the entire, you know, place is taken out. And the devastation is absolutely massive. And so insurance companies just don't want to write that. There's also, there's a lack of data as well. Like what areas are, you know, more prone to flooding? What, you know, what's the price supposed to be in this area, that area?
Private fundraising would be more effective, though? Because if you're going 15, 20 years without a flood and everybody's been paying all this money because government says so, if you look at things with, like, Hurricane Sandy, where, like, insane amounts of money get fundraised when these, you know, natural disasters happen almost instantly. Like, overnight, there's almost so much money that people, they don't even know what to spend the money on. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. And I think, you know, private companies can come in and fill the gap there. It's so tricky with the lack of data. There has to be more data, more studies, more facts out there, I think, to make it worthwhile.
Libertarian Banker, we're going to hold you over because this is definitely something that deserves more input, more discussion. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about flood insurance, specifically the federally subsidized flood insurance that has actually wound up doing the complete opposite of what they were hoping. It wound up basically encouraging people to build houses in areas that are, you know, floods all the time. Like, I remember seeing a story, and we'll get back to Libertarian Banker here in just a second. I remember seeing a story that Stossel did many years ago,
right,
about this boondoggle of the, you know, federally subsidized flood insurance, to where there are places, some of the coast of Florida that get hit regularly by hurricanes. Private insurance companies, they're not going to offer flood coverage for a place that regularly gets hit by a hurricane. In steps federal government and says, we will offer flood insurance for this area that regularly gets hit by hurricanes.
Absolutely. And then we're going to take the money to pay off the claims out of everybody's pocket in the country.
And so then people wound up, I can get really, really cheap flood insurance. I think I'm going to build in this area that regularly gets hit by hurricanes, because then I can just rebuild the house.
Exactly.
Basically for free, because FedGov's going to give me money.
Outer Banks in North Carolina, I mean, the house is down there. Have you ever been down there?
They still got to pay insane, like, money to the feds, though.
Well, it's not that insane, because it's federally subsidized.
Yeah.
It's very, very cheap.
Let's go back
to Libertarian Banker, who I think, knows a little bit more than we do about the federal flood insurance program. Libertarian Banker, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts.
Yeah, Chris, you just you kind of read my mind there by mentioning the Outer Banks of North Carolina. I was going to kind of use that as an example.
Well, please do.
And Daryl, I've never heard that perspective that you were saying that John Stossel had taken on flood insurance. That's really interesting. I never thought about it that way, that it was really just encouraging people to build in those kind of areas. But in the Outer Banks, they actually build the houses on stilts. Some of them could be as high as 10, 15, 20 feet up in the air. Just because they get hit all the time. And the Outer Banks is actually just it's like a sand dune. It's moving. It's constantly moving all the time. So people are always, breaking down houses and building them back up. And the flood insurance, Daryl, I know you're railing against it, but it's outrageously expensive in some of those areas. Well, I don't think they lose as much money as you think they do. I honestly don't know the numbers on it, but I would imagine their premiums are probably covering a lot of the losses in some of those areas. But
my recollection of the Stossel report that I saw, and again, it's been several years, so the rates could have gone up since he did that report, but he was saying that it was relatively inexpensive.
I don't know.
And that might be so compared to what the private market would offer. I know
a client of mine that had a home on the Cape, or it was like just over the bridge off the Cape, and I guess they had like redid the flood zones and they became in a more like of a danger zone. And so this is a property that they'd lived in for like 20 years. And then all of a sudden now they were expected to pay thousands more every year for this insurance that they didn't know if they were going to be able to afford, which was going to put them at risk of having to move out of their home.
So I got to throw some numbers out here since we're all shooting in the dark. But this is from a Kiplinger article on Titleist, How Much Does Flood Insurance Cost? The average annual payment for federal flood insurance, average, $700.
$700.
And it's been
outrageously low.
It does.
I can't get car insurance for $700 a year.
Right. But it's going to vary. And the article talks about how it's going to vary. If anybody wants to... maybe you want to see what the flood insurance, federal flood insurance costs will be for your home. You can go to floodsmart.gov.
And I'm guessing here that these numbers, like any set of numbers, we're talking about an average here.
Absolutely.
So it's largely going to depend on property value. Property values in New England tend to be higher than property values in
Alabama.
The panhandle of Florida.
Right. So what I'm going to do is when I get home tonight, I'm going to go to one of those find a vacation home sites. I'm going to find a nice place and maybe Kitty Hawk. What do you think, Libertarian Banker?
Kitty Hawk. I think you should go,
further north.
Go to Rodanthe.
Oh, nice.
Rodanthe is in the Outer Banks. It's probably one of the worst hit areas every time.
So we'll do that. Anyway, I'm going to get an address for one of these. I'm going to pull it up and I'm going to see how much
in Myrtle Beach as well. South Carolina, just a little bit further south, but slightly different because I don't think that Myrtle Beach gets hit as much as the Outer Banks.
But I think the core point which Daryl made, and I think John Stossel before him, and probably who knows else, is by the government subsidizing costs, two things are wrong. First of all, it's basically putting every taxpayer in the United States on the hook to pay these claims off because they can frequently vastly exceed, and you said it yourself, these things can devastate an area. They can wipe out absolutely everything. That's the first thing. The second thing is it's government modifying behavior. So before there was a federal flood insurance program and private insurers just refused to insure areas like this, I'd imagine there were a lot of parts of our coastline that there just weren't houses on.
Right.
Yeah.
But now, so it's an insurance term.
It's an unintended consequence. It's an unintended consequence almost.
It's that
government policy, which always happens.
And moral hazard.
Moral hazard. There you go. And the, you had mentioned earlier, Heather, about how they had done the flood remapping.
Yeah.
And what I was saying earlier is part of the problem is that lack of information is there. And I think private insurers would write insurance on these coastal areas if there was better information about how often it floods, you know, what areas flood and that kind of thing. Because the government, I think they do, it's a 50-year or 100-year flood plain. So they're going to look and see, okay, over the last 100 years, how high has the water come up in a certain area? And they're going to judge it based on that. But that's, you know, that 100 years is always sort of rolling. So you got to go back out every so often, sort of check those areas again, see to look at the data and that kind of thing. So it's just really hard, I think, to get the data on that stuff.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
And my question is the federal government the one who should be out there gathering the data?
No.
Right, exactly. So you probably,
if
there's
actuarian.
Right, you could have private insurance companies that would be happy to probably pitch in or work together to identify risk in a particular area, or you can have, you know, at least more local governments take on those sort of things. I can't tell you how many redundant programs are going on right now in the state of New Hampshire that deal with waterways, flooding, hazard mitigation.
Well, we need to get the Department of Redundancy and Repetition Department to investigate all of the redundancies and repetition.
It's the Department of Redundancy, Repetition, and Repetition Department. That's the one you're thinking of.
Yes, that one. Yes. We need to get them on the hook for figuring out all of the repetitions and redundancies. Libertarian Banker, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, be it on flood insurance or, as we actually started the show on, talking about the Bundy Ranch situation, specifically because one of the guys from New Hampshire that went out to that standoff wound up being sentenced yesterday to 87 months in federal prison after he pled guilty last August to participating in, quote, a criminal conspiracy, end quote, when he traveled to join hundreds of other protesters in Nevada supporting Clive and Bundy. There's still more on that story. And, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you could just bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Make it a point to shop Kohl's this weekend and take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. Not a Kohl's Yes to You Rewards member? Enroll today and start earning. Now through Sunday, members get a $5 reward for every $35 spent. Earn three times faster. More points, bigger rewards. Visit Kohl's.com/rewards to sign up. Kohl's. Offer valid June 1st through 4th. Some exclusions apply. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentist, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we're talking about things that are, you know, kind of upsetting and making us kind of angry, but let me tell you about something that doesn't make me angry, and that is a good steak. And I know there's probably some vegans that are listening that don't like steak, but, you know, us, I'm not going to say normal folks because nobody's really normal because normal is relative. But, you know, us meat eaters, generally, we love steak. And don't you want to get a good steak? And Father's Day is right around the corner. Maybe you want to get a good steak for your dad. Well, you can do that over at omahasteaks.com. Type in FTL in the search bar, and you can wind up getting a lot of really good stuff for dad for only $49.99. This is a limited time Father's Day package. When you go to omahasteaks.com, enter FTL in the search bar to get the savings. You get all of the following: 2 tender mild filet mignons, 2 bold beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy fried steak or 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 4 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 all beef Omaha steak burgers, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus you get 4 additional burgers absolutely free. All of that, all of those things that I just said, you can get for $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type FTL in the search bar, and get that Father's Day package added into your cart. I absolutely love these things. I've got a bunch of them sitting in the freezer, and, you know, basically I'm just going to wind up, you know, eating all of that, not at once, obviously.
Not sharing with your co-hosts.
I might share occasionally, but probably not.
Thanks, Daryl.
No. That's for me. You've got to get your own, Chris. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type FTL in the search bar. Get all of that for less than $50. Let's go to the phones. We've got Joe calling in from Lakeside, California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I just get angry when you talk about people going to jail that are non-hard criminals. And we taxpayers are paying for that. The people that went to Bundy to help him out were just like your good neighbors. They go to a fire when a home is on fire. They go help put the fire out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going for really a just cause. And now all taxpayers are up for the bill. Darryl, with your lobbying, have you lobbied for a way to punish people without putting them in jail or work release programs, or what's the future on this?
What I would love to see is the repeal of mandatory minimum sentences.
That would be a great
That would be good.
I would also love to see a repeal of all victimless crimes.
Yes.
Now, the feds are arguing here that, you know, this technically was not a quote-unquote victimless crime because people were pointing weapons at federal agents.
Which technically is
a threat of violence.
Okay, but exactly where is the proof? Where is the body camera shot looking down the barrel of a gun?
I don't think they have.
With all the people there that somebody would have been filming this.
Right, and you have a lot of guys that came up and said, was my rifle pointed in their general direction? Yes. Were my crosshairs on that agent? No.
And then you're like, well, then
you don't do that. You don't put your crosshairs on anything.
Right. Rules
you're not prepared to destroy.
Rules of firearms is you don't point a gun at anything that you're not prepared to kill. You don't put your finger on the trigger unless you're prepared to pull the trigger.
Right. Now, conversely, you had BLM snipers, which somebody should ask the question, why does BLM, Bureau of Land Management, have snipers? That's a really good question.
Wouldn't that automatically be guilty of the same crime that he was? Because they're looking through a scope at people.
But they are looking through it at civilians. See, now that's allowed. The BLM was allowed to put the crosshairs on civilians.
Right, just like in 1970 on the campus of Kent State, the National Guard was allowed to shoot civilians.
Exactly.
Yes, that's sad. That's been forgotten about. Let's say it.
Yeah.
Shooting nobody wants to talk about.
Right. That goes back to a couple weeks ago. He's talking about mind control through the government. And a lot of that is where the government tries to put it back to where they don't want to talk about it, like the Civil War. That was really over land rights and individual state rights. And yet the history books have rewritten it. So, you know, we're in a time where they're trying to change our philosophy. Or the
historical revisionism.
Right, which is used by both sides. I prefer the revisionism that tries to get it right now instead of them. But even that began, part of that began as propaganda. I mean, during the Civil War, that was the claim by the Union that this is all about slavery. And
well,
the South's going,
actually read the quotes from Abraham Lincoln during the time, he said, if I could save the Union by freeing none of the slaves, I'll do that. If I could save the Union by freeing all of the slaves, I'll do that. If I could do it by freeing some but keeping others, I'll do that.
Yes.
So Lincoln just wanted to keep the Union whole because he needed, you know, taxpayers, basically.
Yeah, and he wanted a strong federal government. That was where he wanted.
Follow the money.
Right.
Yep.
Speaking of money,
it was Lincoln who introduced legal tender laws and wound up having the U.S. Treasury issue greenbacks. And, you know, that's basically the precursor to the Federal Reserve. So, you know, like this whole thing, if we just get rid of legal tender laws, then we can have honest money.
Oh, and I got to plug a book real quick. And we're going to get back to this caller to get his thoughts. But I just finished Murray N. Rothbard's History of Money and Banking in the United States, which covers sort of the colonial period up to the 1950s, 1970s. The Civil War period in terms of U.S. monetary and banking policy is unbelievable. And there were, you talk about shenanigans going on today in Wall Street. It's been a constant. I'm sorry, caller. I interrupted you.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
That's fine. Do you think in our lifetime we'll see where the jail time or something of that nature is overthrown? But do you think because it's so much of it is leased out or given back to where it's for profit, that it's going to stay that way?
I from what I'm seeing, there's a lot of pushback against mandatory minimums. You have former judges that have, well, they're former judges because they quit because they got sick and tired of imposing these mandatory minimum sentences, that are speaking out in support of getting rid of mandatory minimums. You have organizations like the ACLU in support of getting rid of mandatory minimums. So there's a lot of support for it. It's not going to be something that happens next month, but I definitely think it's something that will happen in the next decade or two.
I have a question. Do you think if we got rid of mandatory minimums that it would make the push to repeal laws that just flat out shouldn't exist, like less, you know,
make it a little easier to do?
Yes.
No, I mean, not even make it easier to do. I'm meaning that we'd have less support because, you know, it wouldn't be as bad if there were, you know what I mean? Like, say you have a victimless crime.
Right.
And right now there's a mandatory minimum. Like, that's harsh. That harshness essentially, like, pokes people and it hurts to a point where people get outraged and they want to change it. They want that law gone.
If that doesn't happen and people were no longer outraged because...
Or if only, like, one out of every 10 people got a harsher sentence, then there might not be as much outrage.
No, because the way I see it is, let's look at the drug war, specifically cannabis.
Sure.
People start with, let's decriminalize, and then, oh, well, let's just remove the civil penalties as well. So I think if you do get rid of the mandatory minimums, that's going to be the first step towards just removing the penalty altogether and removing the thing that makes it a crime.
Yep. Because then I just see judges handing down, like, you know, linear sentences to, you know, people that, you know, toss them some money under the table or, you know what I mean? Something like that. I just feel like it's always going to go.
Bribery of a judge, which has nothing to do with whether a mandatory minimum exists or not. Joe, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, whether it be on mandatory minimum sentences, flood insurance, federal overreach, or what we began the show talking about, the Bundy Ranch situation, specifically because of Jerry DeLamis' 87-month prison sentence. All of that and your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.